All right, so we found out that for the men, when we're using the waist to hip ratio, anywhere from 0.9 to 0.99 means there is a moderate risk of cardiovascular health. What about with the ladies? If we're below 0.8, the risk is low. From 0.8 to 0.89, the risk is moderate. At 0.9 or above, the risk is high. Let me get those to you again. Below 0.8, ladies, the risk is low. From 0.8 to 0.89, the risk is moderate. At 0.9 or above, the risk is high. But there's a caveat. They say that the figures can vary depending on the source and the population to which they apply. Waist-to-hip ratio may be a better predictor of heart attacks and other health risks than BMI, which does not take fat distribution into consideration. A study of health records for 1,349 people in 11 countries, published in 2013, showed that those with a higher waist-to-hip ratio also have a greater risk of medical and surgical complications relating to colorectal surgery. However, waist-to-hip ratio does not accurately measure a person's total body fat percentage or their muscle-to-fat ratio. So, one of the things that I want you to be thinking about as you go through these, be looking at the advantages and disadvantages, the pros and cons of each of these methods of trying to determine your ideal weight, and ask Be asking this question, too. I think this is critical. Be asking, is weight the only thing that needs to be considered in determining overall health? Okay, so is weight the equivalent of health? Or is weight just one factor in determining health? What are the pros and cons of each of these methods? Should something other than weight be taken into consideration in determining ideal weight, good overall health? All right. So we looked at BMI and WHR, body mass index, and waist to hip ratio. What about this other method, the waist to height ratio? That's another tool that might predict the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and overall mortality more effectively than BMI. A person whose waist measurement is less than half their height, and again, this is using a different method now, so the rules are going to be different. This is looking at waist to height ratio, where they say that a person whose waist measurement is less than half of their height has a lower risk of a number of life-threatening health complications. So, how do you measure your waist to height ratio? Well, you divide your waist size by your height. And so if the answer is 0.5 or less, the chances are that they have a healthy weight. How many of you are thinking about using, you know, calculating using each of these methods to see how close you come, how close the outcomes are, the results are? In telling you whether or not you have a healthy weight. Okay. Again, in measuring your waist to height ratio, get your waist size, your height, and divide your waist size by your height. And if your answer is 0.5 or less, the chances are you have a healthy weight. So a woman who is 5'4" tall should have a waist measurement below 32 inches. If she's 5'4" tall, and she should have a waist measurement below 32 inches. A man who is 6 feet tall should have a waist measurement below 36 inches. These measurements give a waist to height ratio of just under 0.5. In a study published in 2014 in PLOS ONE, researchers concluded that waist-to-height ratio was a better predictor of mortality than BMI, body mass index. The authors also cited findings from another study involving statistics for around 300,000 people, I like this, from different ethnic groups. And that is a concern for a lot of people, is ethnicity taken into consideration. This is a study that involved around 300,000 people from different ethnic groups, which concluded that waist-to-height ratio is better than BMI at predicting heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, and hypertension. So this suggests that weight-to-height ratio could be a useful screening tool. Measurements that take waist size into account can be good indicators of a person's health risks because fat that collects around the middle can be harmful for the heart, the kidneys, and the liver. So we really got to get rid of this belly fat, don't we? Yeah, we need to get rid of that. So keep in mind, good cardio programs, good cardio routines like walking, jogging, aerobics, combined with exercises that specifically target the abdominal muscles can be very, very helpful in getting rid of that belly fat. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention note that a man with a waist size of 40 inches or above, or a woman with a waist size of 35 inches or above, has a higher risk than other people of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, coronary artery disease. But this does not take a person's height or hip size into consideration. All right, now, how about this? Another method. Body fat percentage. I got to tell you, when I first started hearing about BMI a couple of decades or so ago, it almost seemed like people were combining talk about body fat percentage with whatever they were coming up with for the BMI. And so I'll be honest with you, for a while there, I thought that they were saying that the two are one and the same. If you've determined your body fat percentage, you have determined your body mass index, and vice versa. Not necessarily. So let's look into that when I come back. Let's start taking a look at body fat percentage and see what it might tell us about our overall health, but also how it might tie in with our weight factor. All right, health matters. Taking a look at how we may determine what might be our ideal weight.